Oh, this is so cool. やばいね。
イェイ。
OK。
イェイイェイイェイ。OK。OK。
始めようか。
はい。ここまでね。
こんにちは。
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 今日は特別編で水中表現家の二木愛さんが来てくれています。イェイ。
イェイ。
久しぶり、Welcome back.
Thank you.
2016年の7月ぶりだった。
そうか。じゃあ、it's like two years and half?
うん、2年半ぐらいかな。超久しぶり。
ね。
しかも冬だからね。
そうね。
今回。
いや、寒いよ。びっくりした。
なんか私の中で、二木愛さんって言ったら、夏に、薄着してるイメージだから、うん、今セーター着てるとこを見て不思議な気持ちだもん、
う
ん、
私もどうしていいか分かんない。
You were wearing some bright colors last time, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember really.
真冬だ。でもすごい焼けてるよね。
焼けてる、
うん、
でも多分ねこれ落ちたと思う。
あ、本当？落ちてこれ、
うん、
そっか。めっちゃ健康的。
うん、
どうだった？ 2 年半。
2年半ね。
多分ね、
I don't know what did I do really.
あれ、my headphone is...
またおかしく。
うん。あ、戻ってきた。戻ってきた、戻ってきた。最後に話した時は、うん、high altitude でやりたいっていう話をしてた。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So still.
That's still going. Okay, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I saw that you were doing some training related
yes,
to that.
Yes, 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 yeah. Wim Hof.
Mr. Hof.
Yes, Iceman.Yes,
the Iceman.
Yeah. You told me about him.
Yeah,、
right?
on the show last time when、mm. you came. Yeah.、
Mm.
And then you just went and you actually started training with him.、It's、
yeah.、
Incredible.
So I went. Yeah, because like not only Michael, but like there are a few other people told me about him. So、mm. I'm like, okay, I have to go. So I went to spend our summer at least, and in a Pyrenees mountain,、mm. I did that training with him. It was like 1 week to、okay. start with.And that's like you stay in the ice bath, starting with like 5 minutes, and then a few days later, 10 minutes and 15 minutes. With bikini, be in the ice water, you know, with the ice cube and everything. And I thought that's impossible, but yes, you can.
Bikini de?
Yeah.
Like up to your neck?
え、待って、急にビキニでやるの？そのウェットスーツとか着てとかさ、始めないんだ。最初から？
うん。But it was good.
With a little bit of ice at first, or?
No. Fully ice on the surface, yeah.
痛いでしょ？
なんかね、もうそういうことじゃないんだろうね。
You can't say that, right?
Yeah.
Mentally, you can't say that. It's pain.
No. And not cold neither.
Yeah.
Mm. And then I realized it's all concentration.
Mm.
It's all mental thing at the end. Yeah. You put your hand on your 太もも and on your legs and then like just concentrate on heat. And 5 minutes was easy. 10 minutes, I was shivering. So Wim said on the 15th, just tell to yourself that,You know, I don't want to shiver.、
Hmm.
So on the 15th, yes, I did. And it was okay. And the interesting part was there like 5-6 people. We, you know, like jumping together. And then there was one guy, of course, American. He was like, blah, 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 right? Because he doesn't want to, you know, think that he's in the ice water, right? And everybody else went, ha, 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 ha. And then first I was concentrating and then I realized that I'm okay. So maybe I will, you know, listen to what they're saying. And the interesting part is as soon as I leave from my concentration, all the coldness got into my body.
Oh, God.
Hmm.
Oh, yes. So that night, I was like sick, really.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I got fever. I got everything. And then that was like obvious reaction of, you know, when it's concentrate,
right.
It's okay. But like when you lose, it's just like...Hmm. Out of control.
Who are these 5 or 6 other people?
Bueno, in total, they're like maybe 20 or 30.、
Hmm. They're all
many people, yeah.
They're all in the same training、
yeah.
course.
It's like workshop.
Okay.
And yeah, a kind of retreat kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, there are many people.
Wait,
so you were okay with 5 minutes
yes,
in the ice bath?
Yes, easy. It
right
was easy.
From the beginning?
Yeah. I didn't... Well, there was like 10 week like cold shower thingy that you can do by yourself at your home and blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to start with him. So I didn't do anything. I didn't know anything. I was the only one who didn't do anything.
Wow.
But yeah, it was good.
あの、変な話、最初に足をつけた瞬間からふーってなるじゃん。
Yeah. But no, do not think about it. Like you get in and sit in the water.
Do you think if you start hesitating, it gets more and more difficult?
For sure.
So you're just, you'll end up standing there just dipping your toe over and over. And it's like, I can't do it.
But anyway, you know, like you paid for it, right? So that's why you have to hesitate.
It costs money not to get it.
So how did you overcome this? First, your reaction to, like, I guess, losing your focus and getting ill. But did you adapt and you got better? And you
were able to?
So you don't... Do you still shiver at the 10-minute point?
Well, actually, you know, like, when you are there, you say, like, yes, I will do that every day, you know, like, even though I go home and... I do cold shower sometimes, but I don't really do. But on the same year, I went to Poland in the winter, minus 15 degrees. That, like, he invited me to go there to train because I told him about this mountain project. And then he interested. He was like, yo, let me try you, something like that. No? So I went to Poland. And first, I went to his place in Holland. And he saw me with a, you know, like a big jacket and a hat and everything. He was like, oops, you know, she cannot go directly to Poland. So first few days, I stayed at his place instead of going to Poland directly. And we did training at his place. And I think it was a good start. And, well, first, we were in sauna. So get hot first and got into the water. And then actually I was okay, just be in the water. But my mountain challenge is go underwater in freezing water. So just with bikini in winter outside, you know, the pool in Holland.
Oh my God.
We did underwater too. And that was totally another thing. Yes, because just stay is okay because you can kind of like warm around
you. Have like a thin layer of warmth.
You will get it, yeah. But like when you keep swimming, that's another thing.
So that
and your head is underwater too.
Head, yes.
That's
a huge difference, right? Oh, yes,
like
your
head is getting cold, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. And then actually head... like loses or you know, like keep that the most heat, right? So yeah, actually head was my problem.
Right,
can you wear like a beanie or something?
And well, in Poland when we walked on the other mountain, yes, we wore beanies, yeah, but underwater not really.
They don't have underwater,
they have fully, but yeah, but that's not the point really, isn't it? So yes, did. And then also holding a breath underwater with this, you know, like freezing cold water. And then actually first it was difficult. But then like once you're like, just do it, right? And then got better and better. And then he said that I got like this dramatic change because first I had a fear with cold and everything, right?
Yeah.
But then once like you... tell to yourself that it's nothing or, you know, like you just have to do it because otherwise why you are here, right? So, yeah, once you have this mindset, then it's okay.
すごい.
But he does seemingly superhuman things with his body,
I think,
right?
He is, eh?
Because he's like walking around, you know, at the North Pole or something in his underwear,
right? Yeah.
And you hiked with him, right?
Yes, in Poland, yes.
And you were wearing...
I wore t-shirt and then the short.
Oh, God.
I can show you. But yeah, actually, because in the water is much harder because you get wet, the mountain was easier.
それに比べればってこと?
Oh, yes, totally. So the Poland, there was this the instructor course of the Wim Hof method.
Yeah.
And then like we went like few days later, and then for them, like those, you know, like instructor training guys, you know, like I'm the new guy, you know, like new person, and they have to take care of me and that, right? Right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, you're okay, blah 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 blah. But then on the mountain, I was the
more you,
one. Yeah. And they're like,
すごい.
Yeah.
だってあの潜ると寒いから、うん、こう力が入るじゃない普通は人間って、yeah. 寒かったらあ本当だやばい雪の中
Yeah, you can see on the Instagram
すごい、
yes. Yeah
It looks super cold Those are some short shorts you're wearing
超寒そうだけどめっちゃ笑ってるもんね
You're wearing shoes at least, right?
Yes, yes, yes
さすがにね
Yeah
怪我しちゃう
I've seen a lot of high level athletes go and train with Wim Hof
Right
I saw Alistair Overeem was training with Wim Hof Specifically to change his I guess his cardiovascular system
Yeah,
you can control how quickly your body consumes energy,
right? Mm. How does it work? でもさ、やっぱりメンタリティの問題というか、例えばじゃあ、今東京で T シャツで歩き回りたいかって言ったら別にそういうわけではない、right? だよね、そうだよね。メンタリティの問題ってことだよね。
But actually, like with the cold water, I'm better now.
Okay.
Yeah, before I just hate it. I didn't want. But now I'm much better.
I guess a lot of the problem is not liking something. And if you can get yourself to hate it less,
yeah.
then that can be useful.
And then also like, you know, like mentally, you know that you can do it. So, yeah.
一回成功したらその後。動くのすごい、だってあの、サウナ入って水風呂入るのすごい好きなんだけど、それでもやっぱ水風呂に入って動くと寒いから、こう、あんまり動かないようにするじゃない、だからその氷水の中を泳ぐ
のやばかった
想像できない
Have you swam in really cold water before?
Really as in like 普通に
like 水風呂 cold?
Like almost freezing like almost zero
ないないないない、
no. You haven't swam in like rivers? Because sometimes the
river
rivers
は超冷たい確かに
Sometimes rivers、yeah. can be really cold
確かに確かに、でも泳ぐ何こうちゃんとは泳がないからね、river で。こう飛び込んで、キャー冷たいって言って上がるとかはあるけど。
But the river, actually, if you start, if you move enough in the river, you can warm your body up and you can actually start to be okay, even if it's quite cold.
Yeah.
But I think what you're doing is probably too cold.
Yeah, and then also it's different when you swim surface and when you swim underwater.
Yeah, より冷たいでしょ、だって。
Yeah, the head.
やばい、
yes. 本当に頭やばいこの額がやばいおでこ
痛くなる
痛くなるってもんじゃないだどうなんだろうなんか気が遠くなる
気絶しそう
brain freeze like if you eat a bunch of ice cream too fast
yes yes yes
yeah. Yeah. それのもっとやばい
100 times more yes
oh god
yes yes and then hold your head
that sounds dangerous for your brain right
yeah,
if you、
sure.
freeze yourGet too much
でもそんなことができる精神力を得てしまったらもう何でもできそう、
ね、
What's left for you to be able to do? I feel、
ね、
like you...
Money The real part Yeah.
本当何でもできそう、
so. It's like same as freediving because before you try you think you're gonna, you know, like you're gonna die or you know, you're gonna make it but once you do it it's like really easyand the people can have like totally different way of thinking that、right. you know like oh I thought I'm gonna die but I could do it so you know blah blah thing would be
right なんか6ヶ月前にさ出産して、その時そういう感じを持ったのね、あできないと思ったけどできた、とかそれこそさっき寒いって思ったらもう寒くなっちゃうと一緒で、痛いって思ったら絶対痛いから、もう痛いっていう言葉をもう捨てる、でもう考えない、とかでも、ね、出産はさもうやらなきゃダメじゃん、もうお腹にいるからさ、出さないといけないけど、愛の場合は別に自分からさやりに行ってるわけじゃん、だから本当すごい。
But you still have to be able to like stand it, right? Knowing that you're gonna do something that you're not sure, really sure that you can do it until you do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if I think about what you're doing right now in my brain, my brain's telling me you'd probably die. You're probably weaker than the average person for some weird reason.
Yeah.
And you'll probably just shiver and, like, collapse. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just trust your master or, you know, like your teacher, I think.
You have this existential doubt, at least I do. Like, I could just have some sort of brain fart while I'm trying to free dive and just breathe water for no reason. Because I've, like, inhaled gum or, like, choked on... I've just been taking a sip of water and just started choking.
But, yeah, その、まあ、私の場合だったら出産1個 しかないっていうかさ、なんだけど、そのこういうふうにじゃあアイスウォーターもやってフリーダイビングもやってとか、いろんなことを乗り越えたら、確かにあ他のことも何でもできそうって思う、思えるっていうのは分かる気はする。
I feel like it's more amazing than that because you're not just doing free diving and then ice water. You're taking your talents with free diving and combining it withthese abilities with ice water and trying to do something completely new that no one has done before.
Yeah.
You know, which can show something about like
our human can,
possibility. Physiological and mental limits.
Yes, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
ね。しかもなんかこう一回やって、ああ、マジ辛かったわみたいな感じじゃなくてさ、こう、あ、平気になりました。できますみたいな、それがすごいよね。
And then also when I did like holding a breath under icy cold water, like you don't do like to start with like 5 minutes to start with. No, you start with 1 minute, two minutes, something like that. And you get it's getting easier and easier. And then that's good way of progress, I think.
Right.
How do you talk yourself into this stuff? Like, how do you convince yourself to actually do it? It's not that hard for you?
Well, when I did once underwater free dive under ice in Shiretoko in Hokkaido, and that was for photo shoot. And then I set up the you know, the situation and everything, and then it was with the photographer. And at one point, I was like, why am I doing this? Right? Because it's like -5 degrees and it's freezing cold, but. Yeah, it's for photo, and then someone asked, hey, aren't you cold? But I was like, yeah, but, you know, saying cold, it doesn't change anything, right? So it's just leave it, and then, like, hopefully that the photographer capture the moment.
Right. Right.
Do they ever mess it up and they don't get the picture that you...
Sometimes they do, though.
Yeah. そうなんだ。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
ね、あの、ワニのやつどうなってんの？
あれかわいいでしょ？
あれすごい。見た？ワニの写真。
あの、手つないでるやつ。
ワニと手つないで泳いでるやつ。
It was in Cuba. Cuba.
Okay.
So, so, so. So, in Cuba, there's the place called Queen's Garden.Jardín de las Reinas, and that's the place where you can dive. It's like a national park.
Okay.
And there's mangroves, so the crocodile live there. And then you know, like animals are intelligent, creatures, right? And once like they know that the human...equals food, because you know, like they throw away food in the water, and then they can get the food without, you know, like losing their energy, right?
Right.
So yeah, there are one or two coming around the boat, and then yeah, you just can swim with them.
Wow.
Well, I don't understand why it didn't eat you.
なんか餌もらってるからってことで。
Yeah, because they get free food from human. So human is not the attacking.
They're a bit conditioned differently than completely wild.
じゃなかったら絶対食べられてるよ、もう今頃。
So like the same thing that happens with birds here is happening with like crocodiles and alligators too.
Right?
Even if someone told me that, I wouldn't go in the water and hold hands with it.
ちょっと怖いよ。
But it, it's so cute though, because the boat goes to the there's one place where we stayed, and there's another place in mangroves that you can meet a crocodile, and then you go there, and then the captain and then the guide, they call the crocodile Niño, like they call hola like that, and then the crocodile come
like a pet.
Yes, like a pet, and then come and stay next to the boat.
Huh.
Yeah. That's so strange.
いやそこで可愛いなって多分思うと思うけど、じゃあ飛び込んで一緒に泳ぐのは怖い確かに。
But they don't. I mean, like underwater, there's so many how to say creatures. Right. Living there, and then the shark is not, you know, like attacking
right,
anything
right.
that they see, right? And the crocodile is the same too.
Like for some reason, yeah. like サメは確かに泳いでて、mm. ダイビングとかで見たことあるし、別に怖いと思ったことないけど、mm. ワニってちょっとなんか口がもう違う。
大きいよね。
口が違う、歯が常に見えてるしさ。Mm. なんかあの写真見たときすごいびっくりした。
They're really fast underwater, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The way they have this body that looks like it's just a lizard body type mm, thing mm. for land.
Mm.
But when they get in the water, they move so smooth. Their whole body turns into this
yeah,
eel
yeah.
thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it looks funny, yes.
like, it's incredible.
Like, yeah, they, let's say the iguana, sea iguana, mm. like that, yes. Seem like funny.
There's so many different ways to swim.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 私ね、その2年半前にゲストに来てもらって、mm. その時に誰でもあの息止めるのとか練習すればできるよって言ってたから、mm. そうなんだって思って、あの松本めぐみさんのとこに行って、mm. 数ヶ月だけ、mm. あの習ったの。
Hey, how was it?
It was so much fun. なんかやっぱり。本当に瞑想みたいな感じ、うんうん、それはあの5メートルのプール、
うんうんうん、
であの縦に潜る練習とスタティックアプニアやってたんだけど、うんうんうんまあ、本当はねもっと長い間やりたかったけど、うん、あの不妊治療しなきゃいけなくなったりとかして、うん、そこで止めちゃったんだけど、うんうん、でもすごい楽しかった
ね。
そう、
How good did you get, you think?
ちょっとね秒数とか全然忘れちゃったんだけど、うん、もう
But compared to like before you did it, right?
あでも
It's easier, right?
そうなんか自分で絶対できなそうって思っ何できなそうっていうかそんな長い間息止めれるのかなって思ったけど、うんうん、やったら、うん、確かにな
んてことね
なんてことなくはないなんてことなくはないけどでも思ったよりはできるようになった、うんうん、
ね、
うん、
Can you stay at the bottom at all?
I can't stay at the bottom
Or stay under
But,
like I've always been able to like put my feet up and dive and then go like this, like do an arc. But I can't go down and then go horizontal like this.
But maybe when you see whale or something,
you
would for sure, for sure. Yeah,
motivation があれば.
And then also like when you just free dive, it's your object is free dive, so you think about free dive, right? You think about holding a breath. But if your object is meeting whales or dolphins, then the free dive goes to just a tool. And then it's have a total different.
そうだよね。だからその練習をちょっとした状態で、あの三宅島にもう一回行ったの。でもすっごい荒れてて海が、もうめっちゃくちゃ酔って。でもだから飛び込んだら平気になるじゃん。
あれ三宅島、三
倉
島？
三倉島だね、うん。そうだよね。三宅から行くもんね。そうそうそう。最初に行った時はね、すっごいカームだったのよ。でも次行った時は本当にやばくて、しかもすごい寒くて、もう死んでた。でもイルカはいっぱいいて楽しかったんだけど。ね、でやっぱりなんかさ、プールで練習したら海でやりたくなるじゃん。だから。
よかった
楽しかった
It's so cool to do things without tools
Yeah
そう、right?
そう、
Like that's something that's cool about yoga、
うん、
Like you can just start、うん、doing it、
yeah.
Wherever、
yeah.
And there's certain things that Like you could just Oh here's an, there's an ocean here、うん、And you can kind of just、
うん、
Walk into the ocean and start diving、
うん、
Where scuba is like You make appointments You rent equipment You're、yeah. putting weird contraptions、yeah. on your head
and you need a license
and it costs money
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think people, because it's such a hassle to scuba, even people who get a license and want to look at the ocean don't go as often as they'd like to because it's so much work to do it. Mm-hmm. But if with freediving, you don't have to do all that stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. But still, it's good to start going to school and to learn how to breathe and what you can do, what shouldn't do in the water. Because at the end, it's nature, right? And you cannot control.
Right.
Yeah, it's not regulated by the government.
No.
そう、なんか私もともと体育とか苦手だったし、こう運動が得意なタイプじゃないから、その松本めぐみさんのところに行って、最初ストレッチから始めるじゃん。そのストレッチだけでももうなんか、
痛い痛い痛いって。
なんか、いや、結構、あ、そっか、体普段動かしてないから、なんか、あ、こういうストレッチ大事だなとか、なんか、本当に超ベーシックなんだけど、だから、そう、すごい楽しかった。あとやっぱり自分との戦いじゃない、
そうだね、だから自分と向き合う、
ねね、そう、だすぐ苦しくなっちゃう時とかはやっぱりなんか考えちゃってるとかあるから、
うん、
And she was super nice.
Yeah, yeah. I think she was, she know, she knows Jack Mayo, right?
Ah, yeah, yeah. そうそうそうそうそう。
ね、She's like a mom for freedivers in Japan.
そうそう。そうなの。それもねネットで調べて、なんかどうせ習うんだったら、
ね、いいよね、
すごい人のところでやろうと思って、ね、普通にね彼女から習えるんだよ、
そう、and she's really nice person, right?
めっちゃいい人、
ね、
そうなの、
Are you saying I should go?
Yeah,
yeah, you should if you want. It's fun. It's fun.
いいよ、
いいよ。
Or in Thailand, I started in Thailand.Yeah, the water is warmer.
そうだね。あったかい方がね。まあ、アイシーワーターやってきた人が言ってるくらいだから。今は、今は日本にいるの？
去年、本当全然いなくて、で、今は、今いる。
今いる。
Yeah, January, I'm here.
Okay, okay.
そうそうか。
Where have you been?
ね、どこいたの？
Last year.Where was I? I was in South Africa, and I was many times in Madrid, in Spain. And no, I've been here in Japan too, but I was not at my house. I was like diving in other places. And Mexico and Cuba.
How was South Africa?
I like it.
Yeah.
But it's much harder.To get out to the ocean, it was like little dinghy, and then always with the wave and like that. Yes, you see a lot of sharks and dolphins.
So there are a lot of sharks in South Africa.
Tiger sharks. South Africa,
行きたい。いいよ。
めっちゃ行きたい。
I've heard there's more sharks in South Africa, but you're saying it's like noticeable.That you just see more sharks.
Right,
that sounds like a lot of sharks.
Sharks, I think, いいよね。
Yeah, South Africa is the place to meet different kind of sharks, I think.
It's the sharkiest place.
Maybe.
They do cage
diving,
right?
My information is shit. Yes. Yeah. But I didn't go to the place where they do the cage dive.
You don't need a cage.
Well, I would love to swim with the great white shark, Joe's shark, without the cage.And I want to have, you know, like one shot with it, but not yet.
That one's definitely super dangerous. Don't hold hands.
Actually, in South Africa, there's this old man who can make sharks sleep.
Oh.
So put the hand on the nose of the shark, and then they sleep.
すごい。
Yeah.
すごい。How does that work?
What do they do when they sleep?Do they close their eyes?
ぼんやりするんじゃない？
そのままこうなんか硬直状態。
あのナイトダイブとか行くとさ、魚寝てるの見れるよね。それハワイでやったけど、みんななんかぼんやりして目開いてるけど、なんかゆらゆらしてぼんやりしてるから。
なんかサメこう噛むときだけ目こうやって閉じる気がする。ご飯食べるとき。
That's it.
ガーって。
Not when they're sleeping.
I don't think so.
Huh? Can they see when they're sleeping?
Sharks?
Yeah.
who knows? Because they just staying.
I don't know. Someone's probably done.
I mean, because like
shark
they don't
sleep science.
They don't. Yeah, they don't close their eyes. Huh. So like they just, you know, like sitting on the sandy area, like some of them, or under cave.
Huh. Do you know if they're on like the same sleep schedule as like when do they sleep? During at night?
でも夜寝てるんじゃない夜行性じゃないやつは、
うん、でも夜に来るとかっていうのもあるよねなんかインタヒーティ
There's
this guy who did that 24 hours dive
24 hours
yeah,
dive?
He's crazy
What?
yeah.
Wait, he stayed under for 24 hours?
Yes
How shiwa shiwa did this?
It's the
rebreather
With what?
Rebreather which
oh, right, right.
Yeah, you can stay a long time and I think for sure many tongues And yeah, he said at night the shark got more active, like cat, I think.
Huh.
I mean, like cat, they get more crazy, no?
Yeah,
at
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
But they sleep at night too, so it's like that, right? I think.
Is there like a safer time to go in the ocean, like when all the sharks are sleeping?
No, after food, after they eat.
After they eat.
yeah.
そっか。この間ね、ちょうど。あのハワイでダイビングした時に、ワイティップシャークが2匹いて、あの結構初めてぐらいすごい近くで、急になんかファーって出てきたの、それで2匹なんかのんびりして、それを結構近くで見て
ドキッてした？
いやなんかね、意外と私サメあんまり怖くないかもしれない、でもすごい近かったから、これってどこまで近づいていいものなのかなってちょっと疑問には思った、なんかそのサメのことあんま知らないから、
でも向こうも距離感があるよね、その人もそうだけど、
そう
なあるところまでは全然静かにいるけど、多分その彼らのゾーン、テリトリーに入ったら、もういやみたいな感じでどっか行っちゃう、
ね、そうそう猫とかもそういうのあるから、
It's weird to think, yeah, humans have thatthe sense of personal space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And animals probably have that same, like, hey, you're up in my space.
そうそうそう。
Yeah.
でも目がやっぱり面白いよね。こう縦でさ。
ね。
それをじっと見たけど。
It's kind of, I feel like fish and birds have similar eyes. I don't know if that's, you know, kind of like the...
そうだね。
Yes.
そうだね。モノマネして誰にも見えないから、
right? just,
か
んない。そう。
But you know what I mean? It's kind
yes,
of this.
わかる、
like,
わかる。
Yes.
This could be,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
A government robot spy
yes.
or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks really obvious when you when I swam after when I swam with the whale shark after sea lion. You know, like mammals, they you can see the emotions on their eyes, right,
right?
right? And then after you see the whale shark, like, you know, like not thinking
yeah.
anything, just like, foo, foo.
Yeah, it's weird. There's some sort of disconnect
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
birds and fish,
yeah.
when we look at their faces, and they have faces, we don't have the same connection that we do with other
animals. Sure, sure.
That emotion を convey する方法が多分全然違うんだろうね、私たちと。だからこう、あんまり。
魚の目してるとかって言うもんね。なんか死んだような目みたいな。
死んだ魚の目みたいな。
そうだ。それだ。
Yeah, in English you say that someone has like bird, beady bird eyes, like a, I don't know, vulture eyes or something, is kind of the, or reptilian.eyes, right?
Right.
So, like reptiles have that kind of like dead eye thing,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of an insult to humans to say that they have fish-like or bird-like or reptile-like eyes.
Yeah.
でも人でもいるよね。
そうだね。目が笑ってない人みたいな。
怖い。この上なんか怖い。そう。
何考えてるか分かんないみたいな。確かにね、
でなんかいつも、when I come back from the ocean or you know like from nature part back to Tokyo back to this reality like more and more I feel like you know like みんなロボットみたい本当に so scary
you're so far outside of this
ラッシュアワーとかね
caffeinated
off,
train riding
off, off. yeah sometimes yeah. like I got you know like the situation that you know like そのラッシュアワーにこうなんていうぶち当たった時、
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Did you get smashed in the train?
And then sometimes I wait one train, but then the next one is the same too.
So, 変わらないよね。
Yeah, sometimes it's worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, what am I doing here? You know, like,
そうね。待ってもしょうがないんだよね。30分、1時間くらい待てば変わるかもしれない。
You know, they used to have the Ekin shoving more humans into the train.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, stuffing a couple extra humans in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't do that with...If you saw them doing that with like chickens or something, you'd be like, call PETA. Like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But we're just doing it with humans all the time.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
So,
it's pretty crazy. Yeah.確かにね、ずっと海にいて、たまに東京とか来たらもう超疲れそう。
But we kind of get used to, you know, however it is.
Yeah.
You know, everything's made of concrete.And everything is in some weird little packaging,
yeah,
right? Yeah, you know, this, I don't know, we're living in this, I always think of Tokyo as Disneyland,
right?
Right? It's like Disneyland.
Yeah.
You know, it has a layout, there's entertainment, you go see this film, you go over here and you, you know, hang out at some spot or something.
Mm-mm.
It starts to feel like Disneyland because there's not...reality isn't showing up in like checking people's ego or your confidence. But if you live somewhere where nature can kind of get to you more,
yeah,
you know, it's really cold or whatever, then I think people don't get as Disneyland minded as they are as they are here.
And for sure, one, you know, like we are the first one, you know, like humans are first one that die.Right? Like when like you're in the nature without anything, we don't know how to survive.
Yeah. Well, people from Tokyo are among humans probably the first ones to die.
そうだね。
そうだね。
もうちょっと寒いだけでも死にそうだもん
ね。
食べ物とか以前に。
It was supposed to snow today, right?
Yeah.
And if it had snowed, even just a bit...
Yeah.
Things start to slow down and not work so well in Tokyo. And that happens because we made the ground so hard. No one ever slips and falls in the forest, in the snow, and breaks their arm. It's impossible. Or, you know, gets hurt from the floor, right?
Floor.
It's ridiculous. I always think that because, I don't know, there's some people that, not that many people, but people who don't wear shoes, like as a religion almost, they won't wear shoes. They're always barefoot.
I like that. If I can, I do that.
And I wish we could build a town where everyone, this just sounds so hippie, where everyone can just be barefoot because I feel like shoes are terrible.
Yeah.
But actually, like, so when I went to Hawaii last time, なんか木の上に座って、あの、いい写真を撮ってたのね、夫と一緒に。で、よしって言ってジャンプし飛び降りたら、ブスって木の、なんかあれ何の木なんだろう、すごいトゲがいっぱい出てる枝があって、それが足の裏に思いっきり刺さったのね。で、まあ、引っかって引っこ抜いて血が出て、だからやっぱ靴はね大事だよ。
No, your feet are this is a Tokyo person's weak thin skinned feet.
そうだね、thick skin だったら刺さないかな。
Your feet are supposed to adapt. And people are flat footed because we have these arch supporting things, and like our feet are everyone's feet are terrible.
そう、そのアーチのところに刺さったからね。その一番柔らかいところ、そうにブスって。
I think it would have you would have been fine if you had conditioned natural monkey feet
Maybe.
Like we should have.
Maybe. そうかもね。ちょっとびっくりした。
ヒヤってするよね。
そう。ギャッと思ったけど。
It's like, when's the last time you ran barefoot? Because when human beings, your body, when you run, you actually run on the ball of your feet.The balls of your feet, the front part of your feet. But if you wear shoes, when you run, you land with your heel first.
Right.
That's actually not a human movement. That's a human wearing shoes movement.
Okay.
So no one is really running properly because we're forced to wear shoes because the ground is so hard.
Mm.
So no one is running in an anatomically correct way. You can't wear shoes that are thin enough to do that without bruising your feet
because
the ground's too hard. But if you go to like the park, Yogikoen, or one of these big parks, take your shoes off and you run around, it's like, holy shit, this is a totally different movement than like the way you can move around without shoes. It's like it's weird that we're all, it's kind of a weird subject, but.
No, but like when you are sick or something, it's better you walk barefoot on the beach or on the grass. So like grounding, right?
You're
like,
right.
And you get better.
Yeah, because I guess your body stores that static charge, right? Because you can, when you reach for something, you get shocked.
Yeah.
Right? But if you don't wear shoes, shoes are like these rubber insulators that keep you from connecting to the earth.
Right.
Disconnecting from the earth.
Right.
Yeah, so you walk around with this charge on you. I wonder if that has some kind of effect.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because that's not natural, right?
だからやっぱりコンプライズのアイデアとしてフリップフロップスが一番好き。もう裸足に一番近い。全部肌出てるじゃん。
But you're still insulated.
Yeah, but you know, like in Tokyo, you can't just suddenly walk around barefoot,
I'm saying
we
replace everything with grass. Just make a grass city.
That would be super nice.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can have a little sidewalk.
Or coke,
ne? Coke,
ne? Coke, いいよ。
や
らかいし。
Yeah, that'd be amazing. I'd move there.
Yeah.
But there isn't even one in the whole world.
そうだね。
We keep using asphalt.
Well, it's cheaper, for sure.
I guess.
It's nice to live with a baby because it's like nature. Baby is like nature. So it kind of brings me back to this. I mean, he's always barefoot, obviously. Yeah. And his animal side of human is like primary.
Sure.
It reminds me of like so many things that I was so far away from.
Sure.
The past like 25 years or something.
Yeah.
We all started like that, right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, shoes are like scuba gear, right?
So, ne.
What were you up to in Madrid?
I've been working with the Spanish photographer.
Okay.
I happened to meet her, and then I did a model for her in the water. She's she's 67, but amazing. Yeah, she's keep like doing her own project, and she's the true artist. And yeah, so we got like really, really get along. And also I was like kind of thinking to start to do something with my photos. So she's like, why not come into my studio? And then you learn how to edit. And then I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, before I was just, editing pictures and then I upload on Instagram or, like a Facebook, stuff like that. And then each photo is good. But when you see all together, it's like, whatever. So I wanted to make it like, when you see this photo, then you can specify that, oh, this is Ai's photo, right? And then I'm not like photographer. I'm using photos to share this underwater world, right? So it's part of tool too. It's like free diving.
Right.
So, and I'm not interested to become like natural photographer, the nature photographer. So I wanted to make it more art way. And she's the true artist. So it was good. And then, I learned a lot. I'm learning a lot.
Wow.
Yes. And then also through her life, always know that the real part come when they are not working. So I'm staying at her house. So, at the breakfast at night, coming the real part, right? And then that's the most interesting part. And then, I'm enjoying a lot.
Learning so much.
Yes,
different skills.
So,
さっきね、これをもらったんだけど、撮った写真で作った。
Yeah, actually, I made it in Madrid.
あ、そうなんだ。
In Spain. そうそうそう。
そう、これ絶対オンラインで売った方がいいよ。
ね。
Yeah, so pretty. I wanted to, you know, like make underwater as like part of, you know, like people's life.
Mm.
So like first, like you guys didn't notice neither that this is underwater. And actually that's so, my whole point.
So
that you think, oh, this is cool. And you buy it. Then later you realize that this is underwater.
Yeah.
And that would be the great way to get the interest, not to start. Mm.
すごいよね。だからパッと見本当にアブストラクトアートみたいな感じだけど、よく見ると海の写真なんだっていう。
Well, these things in the ocean have beautiful colors and gradients and patterns.
ね。そう。
The colors are crazy.
Yeah.
So pretty.
よかった。よかった。So yeah, I want to start to do things.
Are you doing any video? I see a lot of pictures on your Instagram, but are you recording videos?
Well, I'm having problem with my housing, and I cannot push the button to record.
Huh.
That's the only reason.
That's the only reason?
そういうこと? そういうこと?
So you need a new housing, or you need to get it fixed?
Yeah, and then also I think I have to get a new camera too.Huh. Yeah, I'm using the same one for like, what, 4 years or something?
Oh, wow.
Huh. Yeah.
だって全然違うもんね。あの GoPro とかさ、どんどん発達してるから。
そう。
もったいないよ。That you can't, だよね。You've been in all these crazy situations.
本当だね。
You could have recorded the video.
見たいよね、しかもこっちも。
Is the video for me really, I don't know, conveys the ocean better because it's moving.These animals are like moving so much, and you can kind of see how huge they really are, like the sense of scale.
You're good at making videos, right?
I started as, right? Yeah. Making videos, yes.
じゃあ、誰か買ってくれないかな?
ボタン。
ボタンね。
ボタン。
ね。
そうだよね。ビデオ見たいね。確かに。
You showed me some video you took, a long time ago with like sea lions or something. It looks incredible.
Oh,
because like
I don't remember what was the really long time ago, no?
Yeah. The sea lions were moving around and just the shapes that they draw with is it just looks like they're playing, right? It's like there's no reason to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah.They play a lot, though. They are playing all the time.
They found that dolphins are getting high on some spongy sea creatures.
Like really? Puffer fish. That's what they just play with.
But they found out that the dolphins actually get intoxicated.
Huh.
Like they get drunk from like putting these puffer fish things in their mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
面白いね。
And they kind of behave differently.
They're just high.
Yeah. I don't know what the effect is of munching on those puffer fish or whatever. But there aren't many examples in nature of animals recreationally intoxicating themselves like that.
Yeah.
So it seems to be a sign of a really advancedsocial interactions
maybe
you know two dolphins that are kind of into each other but they're not sure go out and they chew on some puffer fish and break the ice and then it helps like the courtship
right
or something I mean humans do that
right? Yeah
so
all the time
What's
your favorite sea creature
I like playing with sea lions because they're so cute butalways the whales are like really amazing because they're huge right
they're so alien the size is really alien to me
you
know how like dinosaurs are they're like too big it doesn't really make sense but there's some whales that are like too big like how can you be
that big
like ipiki right like you're one animalthing right just one but it's so big and it can feel its tail way
totally,
over there
totally like can, totally
like a signal is going all the way across this whale and gets to its brain up there
yeah
and what are they doing
I don't know
I heard them last time underwater
Did you see them or you just...
No, I didn't see them, but I can hear them singing.
Oh,
right?
Yes, yes, yeah.
And then...
Even though you're far away, you can hear.
So, that たまに本当にめっちゃ近く聞こえる時とかあるよね。すごい遠くても。
Yeah.
And I was like, ha!いるかなって思っていないんだけど
yeah, because the vibration travels 4 times faster so even though they are far away you feel that they are really close yes yeah
ねすごいよね
but it's amazing when they sing like just under you you feel the vibration it's not the sound you feel the vibration
could it kill you
wow
they the can sound? If they want no, no. I don't know
I don't know I just feel likeYour organs are just vibrating so much you might explode.
It was amazingly, yes. And then when I stepped like one step forward or, you know, like one kick forward or something, then it's not the same. Amazing. Just like when you're on the right spot, all the vibration comes to, yeah, your...
That's crazy. Have you recorded the sound of that?
Through my camera, yes.
Do you have like an underwater...microphone
yeah they do and then actually they're scientists that recording the other whale song and then they study about the
there's
the
a paper that came out like a couple of days ago that said that なんか他の whale の歌を学んでるみたいな
yes yes so the sperm whale they do the clicking sound click 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 like that and the they don't mix from one sperm whale from one place to another but they pass on the songs and then like they have like this year's hit song things like that and then all that area singing the same one and then the next year going to the next one yeah the next area yeah
that's crazy so there's like I don't know mainstream music
yeah
or something あれ
なのかな個体の中でもあこいつの歌ちょっと微妙だけどこの人の歌めいつもめっちゃいいねとかあるのかな、
mm.
それが流行るみたいな
ね
well, someone it gets crafted somehow right the whatever the most popular
or more
whale
creative
song
one
I wonder how old those songs can be like do they pass them onGeneration to generation, like, are there songs that are thousands of years old that whales have been singing?
But humpback whales, they only male sings, I think, and it's that's why they call love song, and they sing to get the female. So I've seen that the little baby, you know, like they start to try, but like still the sound like.
かわいい
so かわいい so they learn how to sing right?
That was a really good whale noise That sounded real Do you think you could say something to them or do they respond if you make whale noises? Could you learn?
I do sometimes but
Do you think you could learn like the popular song and sing it back?
I don't know butLike humpback whales, they do.
Sounds really cool.
それをさクジラにやったらクジラはモノマネされてるって分かってくれるかな？
ね、分かんない。
気になる。
We have weird language barriers with animals, obviously.
Yeah.
We fantasize about overcoming those, but maybe with artificial intelligence or something we could actually get somewhere with communicating with animals right
well actually I went the animal communicator in South Africa like long time ago and well she said that the animals they are not actually listening understanding what you say but they understand you're willing so when you say to your dog sityou think about, right, that you want dog to sit. So they catch that feeling before, I mean, not the actual word. So that's why they understand. And it doesn't matter the language.
It definitely matters, like, how you say it, right?
Like,
it's always like, sit. Oh, that didn't work. And then you do, like, sit with a certain pitch or something. Yeah. And then the dog's like, oh, that's there it is. And then it'll like, sit, right?
No. It'll be really cool if you could communicate with animals.
But she does.
Well, we definitely communicate with dogs, right? I think a lot of people communicate with dogs, not on a super high level.
Yeah.
But
I communicate with my cats too, but like a lot of it just go over their heads. I'm like, shh, no, like the baby's sleeping and the cats start meowing like crazy. And I'm like, not now, like, please shut up.
But oh, for sure she knows, she or he knows, right? And then that's by purpose.
And my dog would read my mind about whether I was going to take her for a walk or not. So I could walk to the Genkan. If I wasn't planning to take her for a walk, she wouldn't react. But if I was planning to take her for a walk and I walked to the Genkan, even before I say something, she would suspect. And maybe I'm signaling something subconsciously. But
And again, it's all vibration thing, right?
Right.
And so they know that, you know, if you like dogs or not, you know, like they never come close to someone who doesn't like.
They say they can smell fear. Too.
Totally.
So aggressive dogs.
Totally.
If they sense that you're weak. And it's weird for a dog, you know, this little creature, you know, on four legs, can make a judgment about a human being,
right.
You know, who pays taxes and has a last name and all this stuff, and say like, oh, this guy's weak.
Snakes can do that too, right? なんかその変なフェロモンが出ちゃうんだよね。なんか怖いと。それを感じ取っちゃうみたいな。
Dolphins for sure, whales too. I had once this the whale, sperm whale actually. He came to me like, you know, like he was checking, right? If I'm get fear, like scared or not. And yes, first I was because I didn't know, like he come with wide mouth open, right? I was like, oops, he's gonna eat me. But so that's why he was like, but then after I heard from the guy that no, you just stay because they won't gonna eat you,
right?
And then just like show yourself that you're big, like open your hand and then just stay or even go one step forward. Then they know that she's strong, and so I'm like okay, and then I did it, and then yes, after he didn't do shit things with me anymore.
Yes. So don't mess with me, the attitude got
that's something like animals know to do, right?
Like a dolphins, they're the same. Like they come right in front of your face and stop, right? So if you're scared and if you go backwards, then that's it. But then if you stay there, then they're like, okay, you come in.
She's cool.
Yeah. She's okay.
Maybe we can hang out with her.
So. Yeah.
What do you think about our relationship to nature? And you know, since you were here before, there's been a lot of news about climate change and the Great Barrier Reef and other corals and other parts of the ocean that have deteriorated. What do you, having been a bunch of different places diving, do you notice changes or
like even here in Japan, last year I went to in Yamagata, where the shark gather up for the mating season. And then every year, this time of the year, they come like 100 or something like that. No, they stayed all together. But last year, it was the first time that they didn't come.
Yeah.
Because I think the water is too warm. Yes. Or the corals, right? Like, I mean, like anywhere I go, all the locals says, yeah, you should have been here like 10 years ago or 20 years ago or even 5 years ago. No, it's, it's sad. And then also I've seen a lot of the garbage, right? The plastics and then like those plastic bags. When I see from underwater, yes, it looks so attractive. I thought that this is jellyfish or something. So imagine like a turtle. Yes, of course, you know, he's gonna just gonna bite it, right? So those things, I think it's been like more and more that I'm keep thinking
what are we doing or what's our part in this planet, right? Because we are part of this planet, but we are not really doing things for that being part of this planet. So why we are here? I don't know. And it get me so depressed. Right.
Well, the earth made us.
Yeah, you know, in some way, right? But where is the reason?
Directly, it just, the earth made us, right? Yeah. We weren't here and the earth made all this stuff here.
Yeah.
And so in a real sense, the earth is, you know, our mother or our creator. And yeah, it seems like we are just trashing it for the sake of convenience, short-term gain. And they say that the a lot of heat energy is being absorbed by the ocean. And I think it's like 90% of the warming actually goes into the ocean.
Right.
So only 10% of the warming is really affecting us here on the surface. So it's like, it's not that bad. But the ocean is absorbing tons of energy. And all of the ecosystems in the ocean are sensitive to the climate, just like animals on the surface are sensitive to the climate. And so they're all being, and they can't, coral can't migrate somewhere else. It's stuck. So we're pushing all these ecosystems into this new hotter environment where, you know, coral is not an adaptive species. Right? So,
well, it might be in, like, you know, long term, right? Like 10, 20, 100 years.
Whatever small amount of coral survives might.
And it starts,
As long as it slows down, if this keeps accelerating, then nature will never catch up. It's impossible. So,
yeah. It's funny because the government has been talking about coral migration, right? Or migrating the corals in Okinawa.
Oh, moving the corals.
Yeah.
That's so dumb. Like,
yeah, give me a break. And it's like, with the all the political agenda aside, from like, you know, biology point of view, it's like, you can't just, it's like, it's not like, oh, we just moved it somewhere else.
Yeah, like tree, right?
Yeah. Like, so that's fine. And that's not true. That's true. Just not a fact.
Yeah,
so.
Well, coral reefs also, they support thousands of other species, probably tens of thousands of other species. And it's not like all those other species can just move too. And that's not, you just keep moving. That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Not at all. I was with AMA divers like long time ago. And then actually the AMA said that like they in the bay, they're having like a pier. And then because the pier, for sure, we won't gonna have anything because the current would change and it would have more sand and then all those the other sea urchins and stuff would be under, you know, like sand, so cannot, you know, like even, I mean, like they know, right?
Right.
But then that those supposed to be intelligent, right? The government people, they have no idea whatsoever. Yeah. They don't really think because they don't live with nature, right?
Well, so, I think,
just moving is not the solution, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you like construct something, then that change totally underwater.
I think the government has already completely failed to, you know, governments have completely failed to protect, you know, what's valuable in the ocean. And we haven't really gotten any good indicator from any government that we have any sort of great plan that's going to work to save the ecosystems in the ocean or elsewhere. But specifically in the ocean, it seems like, you know, if one forest gets cut down somewhere, that's terrible. But the ocean is like, it's all so connected that you can ruin the whole thing at once. You know, it's quite scary the more you look into it.
もともと利便性のために国っていう国境っていうものがあって、まあ、例えばそこで漁しちゃいけないとかしていいとかやらないと、まあ後で国で揉めることになるとか、そのためにまあこう一応ラインをつけてるわけだけど、だからといってその国がその自然全部を所有物として扱ってよくて何をしてもいいっていうわけではないじゃん、なんかあうちの土地だから勝手にやりますって言っていいわけではないじゃん、こう今マイケルが言ったみたいに海全部つながってるし地球一個しかないしとか、だからそのやっぱりなんかこう政府の日本だけじゃなくて他の国も政府のメンタリティっていうかね、なんか態度は、
ね、
変わっていかないといけないよね。あと思うんだ。
そこまでしてお金を稼いで、then what? You know, from one day to another, it can be just a paper.You know, even you cannot use as a toilet paper, right?
Well, you're certainly not spending that money on fixing the problem.
No.
Right? You,
sadly,
which is
no.
They just worry
least...
about their money, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, yeah. And then even though you get rich, are they happy? I don't know. And then the most important thing is, you know, like being happy, being themselves, I think. Right. And yeah, that's what we are losing, this, you know, this material.Realistic world.
It seems like the main problem, according to mainstream climate science, is methane and CO2 emissions into the atmosphere, and CO2 absorbs and re-emits infrared radiation from the sun, making the Earth hotter, but.That heat gets trapped into the ocean. So in order to save the ocean, I think the ocean is probably more of a problem than, you know, what's happening above the ocean.
Mm. Oh, yeah, but, for sure.
But we just cannot see, right?
But we can't.
We see the surface, it looks good. Then ocean is good, but it's not.
But we can't keep adding this gas to the atmosphere of Earth without... probably destroying most of the ecosystems in the ocean. And if you disrupt the ecosystems in the ocean, I think we'll have a pretty serious food problem too, because a lot of people eat fish. Huh. Yeah. Especially in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I mean, it's crazy because you just said it and I talked about it some episodes ago where, you know, my own experience scuba diving in Hawaii where you know, the corals, the colors are different now.
Right.
It used to be like pink and purple. Now it's all like white. They're dead. And I'm not a, you know, scientist or anything, but I can just go scuba diving and I can see the difference with my own eyes. So if I can see it, then その問題はもっとでかいということじゃん。私でも見えるレベルってことは。So,
yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, the government in Japan has initiatives spending, you know, public tax money on promoting methane, the use of methane hydrates, which would be mined from the ocean floor. And it's basically the ocean version of oil.
Yeah.
And it would release methane, inevitably release large amounts of methane into the atmosphere, which is a much more potent greenhouse gas than even carbon dioxide is. And so the impact that sort of industry would have on the ocean is absolutely catastrophic. And the government is literally funneling money into, like, Toyota and all these... companies that are just completely going in the wrong direction, and it's not even in their interest. You know, the auto industry in Japan is absolutely going to get crushed by Korea, by China, by the United States. They're so slow, and their own demise was initiated by this corrupt interest in methane hydrates, you know, disrupting the ocean.
Yeah, fuck Toyota.
And that, and that's, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, やっぱり個人でできることもたくさんあるんだけど、企業単位で引き起こしてるダメージって本当に桁が違うからね。だから企業それぞれ勤めてる人たちはいい人なんだけど、だから余計に問題がややこしくて、こう、ただそれが集合体になった時に
ね
引き起こしてるダメージの大きさっていうのは本当に大きいから。
There's a very detailed PDF on the internet that shows all the specifics of this hydrogen infrastructure initiative, as well as the involvement of automakers, as well as the amount of money that's actually going into these programs. And it's all to try to bring this...You know, things like the Toyota Mirai to market, which is nowhere to be seen. I think they've sold a couple hundred to this day. It's just mind-boggling. And I don't know if it's the language barrier or sort of risk averse, like conservatism in, mm-hmm. in Japanese industry, where they can't make a revolutionary change to a new type of technology, in this case, like electric vehicles.
Right. So much shigarami, de shou?
Well, there's so many companies that are connected.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so connected and stuck, oh, yeah. right? So if they mm-hmm. switched from mm-hmm. gasoline or hybrid vehicles mm-hmm. to electric vehicles, mm-hmm. so many people in the supply chain would mm-hmm. be laid off. Mm-hmm. And that's like politically untenable. They mm-hmm. can't do it. Mm-hmm. And so they don't know what to do. They just kind of freeze up and hold on. Mm-hmm. And the whole, it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all going to unfold in the next two or three years.
Must, yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see it a lot in like different industries too. Like mm-hmm. the media is the same. They're all like tangled together.
Yeah. But this, you can't just, in this case, they're throwing the environment under the bus.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Because of the structural problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
ね、だから本当にどっちが先かだよね。それをどうにかするテクノロジーが出てきて間に合うのか。
Well, for sure there is. There is. But, you know, they just be...
時間との戦いみたいな感じになっちゃう。
Because otherwise they got killed.
For sure. Mm. So what are your plans this year?
This year? I would love to do exhibitions, that's for sure.
Mm.
And then I would like to be more time underwater.
Mm.
Mm. And then also, well, actually, well, every time I feel more and more strong that I have to share, I have to be this bridge from this underwater world and the human world.
Mm.
Yeah, that, you know, the underwater world is not far away, you know, it's not like space, right?
Right.
And then we can have this connection, and then we are coming from the ocean, you know? So, yeah, I want to share something that go directly to their heart so that, you know, like people can start to think about it or, you know, yeah. Because the important thing is that, like, everybody think and act, I think. Like, not because everybody else is doing, that's why I'm doing. No, like, if you decide, then I think it's okay. But you have to think about anything, I think.
As an individual.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you are a very individualistic person. You have your own... You're not afraid to not follow the group.
No, actually, I cannot follow the group.
The group that is kind of ayashi, right? There's something
ayashi,
wrong
abna,
with
it. Yes, yeah.
There's no way this many people are right.
Yeah. Yeah, and then also I can see that, you know, like people, they're laughing, but they're not actually laughing. They're not actually enjoying, for sure. You know, like when they go somewhere, then they talk bad things about, you know, they're just like, then why you guys hang out, right?
Right, all the drama.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
for all the stuff you do in the water, I think you have a kind of, it's like the mental part of you that's really the fascinating part.
Mm.
You know, this individualistic, adventurous. You're not scared. You know yourself fairly well.
Mm.
What do you call it? Spiritual development.
I'm learning every time, I think. And then also like meeting those people, even like a Wim Hof or this Spanish photographer, Isabel Muñoz.
Mm.
And I mean, everybody a teacher, right? And then also like in the water, if you're like really human way of thinking, then they don't come. The animals, they never come to you.
Mm.
No. So you have to just leave it. And then you will have this encounter, or you will have the special moment. And every time I'm consciously being underwater like that, then more and more realize.
Everyone is a teacher. I think that's super wise, right? You can always learn something.
Yeah, even in the train. Yeah, I learn. I love watching people. Mm. Yes, and it's interesting. Yeah.
What do you make of human beings overall? Like, how do you feel?
we all have, right, this the real part, and it just being in the really
on the corner, that hokkori pie. So they have to find it. But they all have.
Mm.
Yes, and we just have to find it. And we are human, we are not robot. Mm. So, yeah, we have to realize it. And then,
Are we becoming robots? I feel like you're...
I feel it. I can see it, actually.
Yeah, there's like animal, and then there's like human, and then there's machine.
Mm.
And I feel like we're drifting more and more towards machine.
Totally.
And the machines are causing us to think like machines, because we do so much of our thinking with machines, you know, and it just seems to be getting more machine-like.
Yeah. Oh, yes, totally.
And how can we stay in touch with our human, animal, sort of the honest part? If there's something like genuine, because you can be programmed to do anything. I mean, the computer doesn't want to do anything the computer is doing. It's just programmed.
Sure.
And I think we're becoming more and more programmed to do things that aren't really true to what we might want to do.
Mm.
Or we don't even think about that question anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's easy just follow whatever the other's doing and not think
it's about safe yourself. Or it feels safe.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah,
you need to work for it, right?
So maybe like even 5 minutes, you know, like when you are taking hot bath or something, you know, think or just wander around. And that's important. Mm. I think many people, they don't even have time for themselves just like, shigoto, shigoto. Yeah.
There's this feeling that one feeling that I despise the most that creeps into me over time, always, is the feeling that everything is normal. That all of this is just, it's normal, it's all going according to plan, everything's like stable, you know, and that humans aren't weird, that bow ties aren't weird, that's peering into this internet world global data portal thing and Googling stuff isn't weird, you know. When all of this insane stuff, like sending HD videos through the air, just becomes completely normal.
Mm.
It's like, no, aliens do that. Right. Like, that's a weird, that's some crazy thing to be doing.
Mm.
And I'll notice myself just reach full saturation of like, everything's just normal now.
Mm.
And then sometimes I'll just like, wait a second. You know, this is super weird. Yeah. We're on this ball flying through space.
Mm.
It doesn't seem to be anyone else here. Where's the instruction manual for being a human? There was no tutorial, really. I just kind of, I slowly woke up to this thing.
Mm.
And then why is it, you know, why is it 2019 or whatever? Why isn't it the year 50,000 or a million years ago?
Mm.
Why aren't I a different person? Like, it's really arbitrary that I'm me. It feels weird. Why should I not be a different person?
Right.
Or I don't even know if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, none of this is normal. It's very strange. Yeah,
sure.
We're very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Earth is strange. Humans are strange.
Yeah.
And among all of that, you look like you're the weird one, right? And everyone else is like normal.
Sure.
But that's just totally...
Maybe the
that's
other
not
way
a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Yes, when I was with the humpback whale, mother and the baby, you know, like mom really take care of baby, you know, and then I see love and come back. This human world in Tokyo, I see the mom and the baby in the train or in wherever. I don't really see love, you know, like mom, they don't really see the baby, you know, try to get what, you know, what they want or why they are crying or... You know, like try to connect, right?
Well, they're looking at their phone, right? The the mom is usually,
Or like just like shizukani, but you know, like try not, you know, like find out why you know crying or you know, And then I was like, yeah, we get all those technologies, but like we left behind, you know, like the most important part. Which we cannot see, but that's the base. That's the most important part. It's the spiritual part, I think.
I think the environment is making it really difficult, especially in Tokyo. Like, なんか、なんだろう。例えば家にいたら、I can connect with my baby. I can figure out like what he wants, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But once I step out, there's yeah. this like pressure that I have to keep him quiet. I yeah. have to keep him behave, you know, mm-hmm. like that kind of stuff. And なんかその余裕がさ、mm-hmm. なくなっちゃう。なんか environment があるっていうか、sure. like, mm-hmm. and that alone is kind of sad. But mm-hmm. you know, なんだろうね、その雰囲気っていうかね、mm-hmm. 周りのなんか mm-hmm. everyone is so tired.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the economy.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, you know, one of the politicians or whoever said that, oh, like, if you are homosexual, then your productivity is low or something like that.
Oh, really?
And like, mm-hmm. that kind of thinking, right? Like, it's all about productivity. You have mm-hmm. to be producing. You have to be making money. You yeah. know, you have to be super efficient.
Mm-hmm.
That is making us...turn into more of a machine than
sure.
this animal, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know, takes time to, you know, bond with each other yeah. and mm-hmm. communicate with each other, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. What are we, though? What are we?
What like, do you mean?
Human beings, you know, are we... Because we're not animals exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kind
of... fusing with...the machines.
Where but it's like coming through us. There's some sort of innate organized intelligence mm. inside nature mm. that is extruding itself through our imaginations, through our brains. Our brains yeah. are doing this.
Yeah.
And it's coming from nature,
mm-hmm.
right? Through yeah. us. And it's our job to steer it so that it's mm-hmm. a good thing and not a bad thing, whatever that means.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it's not like computers and space shuttles and grand pianos and stuff are totally artificial.
Right.
Because it came into this world through mm-hmm. some tether of imagination to some intelligence
mm-hmm.
exists in the universe. Mm-hmm. Right. Like we know that intelligence exists in the universe because we're intelligent. But
I feel like as long as we're happy,
mm.
that's fine because
but there are a lot of
we don't
evil,
really
happy
know
people
what we're
that
we
are
don't
doing
we
evil.
Don't know what we're doing.
Yeah,
so.
that's what I believe, what I think mm. too. Like I mean, like if you are not happy within yourself, then mm. how can you make something outside? You know,
right? It's like the human. Conscience,
mm.
you know, the internal thing that makes you either feel good or feel guilty or mm. feel embarrassed or whatever that is. If we feel good,
mm.
like truly feel good, not pretending on Instagram mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. that we feel good, but you actually feel good mm. and like pure inside,
mm.
then that means it's passed the test of the human conscience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only measure that we have of like good or not, right? Mm-hmm. It's like if we do things and we look at what happens after we do them and we don't feel guilty,
mm.
then either we're moving in the right direction or we're all total psychopaths and there's no hope anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to assume that that's, you know, the moral, the internal innate conscience that we have is something that we should listen to, because a lot yeah. of people don't listen to
no.
it, even though it's there.
Yeah.
Like it's there, but mm. people make the decision not to listen to it.
Mm. Yeah.
They ignore
you know,
it. Yeah.
You,
most of them, I think.
Yeah. You have skeletons in your closet. You have, you're telling, you know, you're a pathological liar or something. And so you have this secret evil universe in your head that you're hiding from the rest of the world or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I think people need to aspire to not do that, you know, not run a business that is even indirectly destroying, you know, things that people care about or whatever.
But yeah, now because of all those social medias, there's so many cheapy fakes around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The incentives are all wrong. You know what?
Mm.
It's the meta. No one is talking about the meta aspect of social media. So when people post things on social media, there's always the meta question. Why did you post this? Are you thinking about how much likes you're trying to get?
Mm.
Why did you put the camera there like ahead of time knowing, or was this really spontaneous? How many pictures did you take before you finally got the one you wanted? You know, were you guys really happy creating this moment for social media, or was it like, no, come over here, no, sit like this, you know, like what really happened? That's the meta question. And I pulled away from Facebook and Twitter and everything else in my personal life, partly, and I try not to look at it too much, partly because I always have this meta question. I have the real, I'm like, oh, you're just trying to make people think that you're, you know, morally a great person, or you're trying to hook up with this girl that's commenting on here, or you're trying to, or whatever the meta thing is. It's not, the truth isn't on the surface.
No.
Right? Mm-mm. And that's kind of a scary thing to become the norm, right?
Yeah, it is. Totally.
And I think that's why people need to hear stories from people like you when, you know, you're like in the nature all the time. You're like interacting with these animals, you know, because I think most people, including myself, have detached themselves from the nature too much, and that doesn't really help.
Yeah, I feel guilty. I feel like I'm one of these city people with soft hands and have no clue what's going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, just having you come here in this concrete thing, I feel bad.
Don't be.
So, you know.
So, yes. And then I do feel like really strongly that I have to do it. So, ne.
It is kind of a cosmic calling. It's not even something that I don't think as many people would appreciate it as much as they should. You know, this idea of trying to, you know, stay in touch with our roots in a way, like where we came from, you know, our bodies, our minds, you know, thinking about thinking, you know, thinking about your mind and how to manage it instead of just, you know, watching autoplay ad after autoplay ad or whatever we're doing.
Do you have any plans to go back to the icy water training thing anytime soon? Or
well, if there's a chance, yes. Yeah, why not? But I don't know. Yeah.
I'm just really curious about it because I don't know anyone who does that.
Well, it's really famous, I think, in US for sure.
Ice bath.
Yeah, not much in Japan yet. But yeah, but it's like same as takigyo, isn't it? Being the cold.
I guess.
You know takigyo on the waterfall, like you get.
Oh yeah. The monks.
So, yeah. So.
Monks do it.
It's
cool. There's no way to... You look so cool doing that, no? Sitting under a waterfall with your legs crossed.
Being
Do you think you can have... like clear your mind and like just think about nothing? Like, can you do that? You can, like, if you're meditating.
I mean, like, always the mind is, you know, like floating around. You just don't have to focus about it.
Like, you let your brain think over there.
Yeah.
You're not paying attention to it.
Uh-huh. Like a traffic noise just going.
Yeah. それ結構なんか日本で誤解されるよね。瞑想とか無になるって言った時にこう何にも考えちゃいけない、なんか真っ白にしなくちゃいけないんだって思っちゃってできるわけないから一生できないみたいな、なんか
I'll notice that I'm thinking about not thinking about anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like, no, wait, I am thinking. Damn.
But that's okay too, right? You just don't focus on it.
Yes.
I know, but I end up focusing on it because I realize.
But that's important because once you realize, you don't do it, right? So the first step is you realize about it. It's like when I went to Vipassana, it's the 10 days meditation. You cannot listen, you cannot read, you cannot talk to anybody. And I mean, like first few days, you're like, not only first few days, like first 6, 7, 8 days, it's like so much monkey mind, like thinking all those stupid things that you never thought, you know, like last few years, right?
it suddenly come out, like, why am I thinking this now? But after a while, then, yeah, it comes.
And you feel like that helps. It doesn't make you crazy or something.
I got crazy one point in my head.
But maybe that's how you like fix it, or how you like overcome it. As you,
I think you just, so. Yeah. You have to. Yeah.
You just let it run for like 7 days, and it's like, okay, now we're
and now done. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, when you think, your sensitivity is not here anymore, you know, because thinking is more strong, mind is more powerful, I think. So once you leave your thinking mind on the side, then your sensitivity, your spiritual part comes up more clearly, more strongly. So, I mean, like, you can sense it, you can feel it when the shark coming from behind, when something happened. I mean, like, sometimes I question to myself, like, why I chose to dive down here, you know, not like 1 meters away. Then there's always something when I go down, there's something, you know. And for sure, I got this, you know, like a connection, I don't know, the moment that it's now, you know. And it is. Yeah.
And that's because you weren't distracted by thinking.
I left Ningen Ksai thing on the shore. Yeah, that's the thing.
What kind of dangerous situations have you been in?
It's more human thing, I think, because like when you free dive, there is no bubbles, no sound, so you don't really know if, you know, someone is underwater or not, right? So many times the locals, they go really fast, really close, to get a shortcut. And then, yeah, once I get up, then the boat was right next to my ear.
Oh, my
God.
And
I could be chopped my hair, right? So,
wow.
That's scary.
How about that?
Like South Africa, the boat is like running here, there. Oh. So when I'm doing just by myself, well, I always ask the captain to look for me. But like when I don't feel quite right, then I put fins first. And then I come up.
Oh, okay. Imasuyo mitaina.
At least, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if it's dark, right? They can't really see if someone's in the water.
So, ne. Yeah. So it's more human thing. I mean, like,
kwai.
Because they have so many doors in their heart. So even though they're saying one thing or they're acting one thing, but the truth is not.
Right.
But the animals are not like that. You know, like they're widely open. Yeah. You know, when they do, and that's, you know, that means, right? They mean that, right?
Right.
So, and the nature too, right? But human, no. So I'm like, oh, okay.
So done.
And humans don't even know what humans are thinking or what they really want to do. Like, we talk about that a lot. Like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know how I really feel about this.
Yeah.
Right? And but I don't think animals sit around like thinking about, I want or what am I going to do?
They're just chilling. I don't really meet people anymore. Like I don't work in the office. I don't. I'm just taking care of a baby. I only see people that I want to see.
Right.
So I kind of forgot about this whole thing, like where you kind of have to, in a normal social situation, I think you would have to wonder, like, oh, what is this person really thinking? Why is this person saying this to me right now? Instead of the, you know, other stuff.
It's like high school, right?
Yeah. And I don't have that anymore. Like, I forgot it, but
that's healthy, ne? Healthier.
Yeah. Because I, like, I'm tired. I can't do that anymore.
No, me neither.
No energy. No,
I can't. No, me neither. And I think, where is the point, you know?
Totally.
本当に。
喧嘩したりとか悪口言ってたよとかね。
So what, right?
There's so much, you know, we're in these environments that teach us to compete with each other. You know, school is like that. It's teaching you, you know, these are your peers. You can be friends with them, but at the end of the day, you know, not everyone can get an A or whatever. Right. Not everyone can get into, you know, Harvard or whatever, right? So there is this, like, you're conditioned to, like, be cool and be cordial, but you're also competing in some strange way.
Right.
And then once you get to the, you know, the shukatsu stage, the competing and the, you know, strategizing and the bullshitting of your resume and the bullshitting during interviews, and everyone's just, it's all BS. And everyone's trying to portray themselves as super, super awesome. But we have a system that, you know, takes us from like, you're truly like nakama when you're a little kid, right? You and your friends, you're just playing. It's totally real. And then it gets less and less sincere, you know. They put shoes on you, and you just become less and less human over time.
Yeah.
You know, you start wearing, you know, you have earphones and watches and hats and everything.
ね。何なんだろうねと思うよね。
I mean, it's it is what it is. It's beautiful in a sense.
Really?
But, yeah. You know, like flowers wilt and the petals fall off, and you know, it's not but it's like childhood is the pure part. You know, good intentions, the animal part, and the human part is the sort of the strategizing, the the thinking. The fourth dimension comes into play, right? Because when you're small, there's not much fourth dimension, like time. You don't think about time, and animals don't really think about time. But once you start thinking about time, you know, it's like, I have a plan.
Yeah.
They have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you're going to become part of someone else's plan, because everyone's making plans all the time. You know,
yeah, so, and it's kind of like, 明日もあるから今日エナジーセーブしとこうとか、 なんかそういう なんか明日疲れたら嫌だから今日はちょっとこれぐらいにしとこうとかが like when I look at my baby, he doesn't have that, right? He doesn't plan shit. So he will use up all of his energy until he passes out.
Right.
なんかそういうのとか見てると わ、全然違う。なんか自分が失ったものを見せつけられてるみたいな。 He doesn't worry about like 明日の朝起きれるかどうかとか you know, like he doesn't care. So
he enjoyed the maximum.
So,本当に, and he's
he lived the moment. So, at all, like
every second, every day.
Right.
And so it's like he's perfect right now. And I feel like we were all perfect when we were a baby, and we just get less and less perfect as we grow up.
Being in a society,
but you can't. The real world doesn't let you be like that, right?
I know.
You can't treat alcohol that way, right?
No way. You'll be dead. On day one, but it's really nice to see someone. I mean, it's nice to live with someone in this kind of state, you know, because that's rare.
But I get really tired too. I mean, like when I come back from the other diving trip, let's say, I have this 1 week of useless. I can't do anything. It's just, it's like, I think my shifting time. Because in nature, you have to be, you know, like widely open yourself. You have to be honest. You have to be shinken all the time, because it's, that's what life, right? in a way. So
it's not Disneyland.
No, the real world. And then, switch back to this human world. I need some time to be alone. I can't even go to a supermarket. You know, even though I don't know anybody, I cannot go. I cannot go where the human is.
Wow.
No, I can't. But no, before it was hard, but then now I know. So right, I'm like, okay, this is my useless time. Okay.
ciao
to the world.
でも確かにさ、猫でも野良猫と家にいる猫とライフが全然違うじゃない。 野良猫は常にアラートじゃないといけない、危ないから。 で、 平均寿命がだから全然違うじゃん。野良猫は5年ぐらいしか生きれないけど、家にいたらまあ10年とか何年とか。確かにそのアラートなダイビングしてる時の感情、毎日毎日何十年も続けたらそれは早く死ぬよねと思わない。でも超疲れるじゃん。すごいストレスっていうかさ、あの体にね。
Well, they actually get killed too.
Yeah.
You know, if you live in Disneyland, it's much less likely. There's not real danger that forces you to think about real consequences. And like you're, you know, people say if they have a near-death experience, they kind of reevaluate things like, well, why am I an accountant? You know, blah, blah, blah. And but if you live in nature, you kind of have a little bit more of that awareness, even right. if you're not constantly almost dying.
Yeah.
You know, there's the cushy sort of it's that normal kind of feeling that
yeah.
And then if something bad does happen, people that live, you know, in the city are so shocked and appalled, so they can't take it. It's unbelievable, you know, because everything is kind of hidden and cleaned up for us. And, you know, you have all these people living in the city. You know, what's the population? A lot of people in the city. But you don't see, you know, bad things happening to people generally. You know, they throw they throw a screen up, or there's a blue sheet or something, you know.
Yeah. <I don't know. laughs> They hide.
Yeah. Just like Disneyland.
So ne.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, that's so different in different countries, right? Like, I've seen dead people, like, on the street. In other countries, or, like, dead people's faces on newspaper.
Yeah.
In certain front page, right? Yeah. Which never happens here.
Yeah. And it's, like, good news. It's like, this guy's dead. Good news.
Yeah, like, in Mexico, they put on the other front page, more blood, sell more.
Wow. すごいね。
すごいよ。
だ国によってもね、全然違うけど。ね、
Yeah. When I went to Papua New Guinea, like, you know, like when you go to those islanders, when you meet islanders, like kids, you see them like with the sparkling light, right? Really pure eyes. But then most of the time you see the adults, they're not. But in Papua New Guinea, even the adults, even like old men, they're like sparkling their eyes and they're happy. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Yeah. Because they live with nature, you know, and they respect, right?
Right. Yeah.
I don't see any sparkling eyes on like Denin Toshisan or
Oedo-san.
Yeah, no sparkling eyes.
So but it's interesting, depend on the line. It's totally different.
Ah, so だね。時間帯もね。
Yeah, like to my house, you can go by JR, or you can also go by Tokyo or KQ, and it's so different. JR is like, I get tired by being on that train, so I try to avoid. But the KQ or Tokyo are so light.
What is the difference, like?
Well, because the JR, it go through all those, how to say, the business towns. So all those businessmen, and then, yopparai, you know.
The train feels heavier when it's, when there's a lot of people on it, you feel the weight of the train. It's like, oh, this is, the train feels tired. It feels like the train is getting tired.
Yeah.
Especially metro for me, because it's dark. I mean, there's no view, Zhang.
Right.
地下鉄だから。That makes a huge difference for me.
Yeah.
だから I like buses. バスはなんか子供とかお年寄りとかばっかりだし、めっちゃ景色見えるから、なんかちょっと気持ちが違う。バスの方が好き。
But the pricing with buses is weird. Because it's like it costs the same to go like one stop. So I'm like, oh, that's such a waste. Why did I do that? But it's like, oh, this bus will go all the way to Shibuya from here? Wow. And I get on that bus. But it's like, it's. I only use it because, you know, when it makes sense.
I like bus it. To bus it.
So, ne.
Yeah. 確かにね、乗ってるものによって全然違うね。全然違う。だからこの辺は本当にビジネスエリアだからサラリーマンばっかりなのね。で、お昼に赤ちゃん連れて散歩とか行くと、なんか、I feel like we're the flower of this, I don't know, this, we're the bright sunshine in this dark atmosphere. And people stare. Everyone stare like at my baby, like, oh, なんか癒されるみたいな。So I actually enjoy it. It's like I'm contributing to some like,
happiness.
そう。
でも昼怖いよね。Once I was like, I don't know, waiting for the traffic light. And then suddenly, like tons of people coming out from the office, right? For the lunch. I was like, I have to run away.
Some people have that reaction. Not all the time, but I know people that have this kind of anxiety reaction when there's a lot of people around. Sometimes it's just too many people.
Oh, yeah,
too and much. You just see all these, like, yeah. you know, each of them has a whole life and it's just too much stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Too much
and then
things
at the same
on,
time, yeah. as you know that they all have complex lives and, you know, families and they care about things and they have, you know, some dreams. There's millions and millions. It seems like there's so many people that it's just, they're like bugs. It's like insects. It's like a plague of locusts or something, right?
No, we're ants.
Yeah, and I think you can have this weird, like, reaction of, like, you don't, do you feel that ever, like, when there's people around?
I do.
You feel, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I've only gotten it a couple times in my life, and it's not, like, severe.
Yeah.
But I felt like people were, like I was, I might recognize someone, or I don't know, there's, like, a weird thing that happens. Like hyper social awareness or something. And it's overwhelming. You feel like you're just going to fall on your face.
Yeah.
Like, you just need to get out of here.
Yeah.
It is overwhelming for sure. When there are, like, too many people.
Yeah.
There's such a thing, right? Too many people.
Yeah, well, I was at Monte Sando during the Christmas lights thing. Crazy.
Yeah.
And people, I was there around New Year's, and people were there for Hatsumoto too.
I feel like everything got worse. Maybe it's simply because there are more and more people moving to Tokyo every year. There's more population, but also because of Instagram, like Gaienmaeno Namiki Dori とか、まあ昔からね人来て写真撮ってたけど、今本当にすごい。もうみんな多分インスタ映えだから来てるのかな。なんかもう人数が桁違い。
There's a place that, you know, like good view or something. There's this stand that.Taking picture from here, you know, it's a perfect place for Instagram. It's like,
It's worse than that.
Serio, you know?
Now, like, ads for products online, they tell you that this will look great on Instagram.
And also, there's a tour, right? Instagram tour or something. You just go places and taking one picture and then go next. Yeah. It's like,
Tokyo Tower のとこもすごい。あの道にみんな車止めちゃうから。で、あの、東京タワーの横の道すごい細いのよ。だけどそこにみんな車止めて降りて写真撮ってるから、もうあそこすっごい混んでて、今までそんなじゃなかったもん。
A lot of video taking.
Yeah.
Especially tourists. But they just walk holding a selfie stick with a camera on top of it or their phone, and they're just taking a video the whole time.
Yeah, it's like みんなが YouTuber みたいな感じだった。
I am photographed and in videos almost every day. Probably dozens of people are taking pictures of me and videos
of me.
You're
everywhere.
Every day. I've seen myself being filmed so many times. So many times.
Especially in your area, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm constantly in the background of people's photos. Constantly. I've probably been on TV too. I've walked in the background of like these film crews, so I've been on TV multiple times for sure.
Yeah.
It's weird.
まあ、your area 多いよね。確かに、あの辺はね。Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this world's bizarre.
Yeah, too much. Like underwater too. You know, like now everybody go down with a GoPro, right?
Yeah.
And then instead of, I don't know, filming the manta, they film me, right? And then after, many times they come and saying like, hey, we got a good video I want to send you. And then I'm like, no. I don't know. I have a right, right?
Yeah.
Is it public space? I guess if you're in the ocean, people can just film you, right?
Shouldn't really. I mean,
well, we film animals, right? Without asking.
確かに.
Yeah.
You've just become another animal. That's what they're trying to tell you. It's like
dolphin と同じで撮っちゃおうみたいな。
But you know, like now everybody's photographers or videographers, and they're so proud of themselves, and then they totally believe that I would be happy.
being in their pictures or in their video, in their exhibitions or whatever, whatever. Mm. I'm like, right. I don't care.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
You're a very rare fish. There's only one.
Yeah. Yeah. So done. Totte agetta yo mitaina kanji.
So. So.
頼んでないよみたいな、ね、
そうてか逆にやめてみたいな、
yeah.
まあねもうしょうがないけどね
Humans are interesting、
yeah.
We are a strange creature、
mm-hmm. 本当に
They found some planet、six light years away that they think is may have life on it because there's I guess there's oceans and stuff
okay
so this planet is like totally outside of our solar system
uh-huh.
but it's not crazy far it's pretty mm-hmm. far but like what do you think you know you think a lot you spend a lot of time with animals and mm. in nature
mm.
there could be more animals more nature
mm.
on one of these other worlds like Earth is not the only
right
world where this is happening
mm.
like what do you think about that like
I think so
other oceans
Enceladus とかのさ海で潜れますってなったら絶対最初に潜りに行く人でしょ、
yes. you're the most prepared
そうだよ絶対行けるよ
to dive on Enceladus
そうだよ、
ね、興味あるよね
やってほしいもん。
Yeah, if there were sea creatures on Enceladus, that would be, I don't even know what we would do, right? I
mean, well, she's gonna go dive.
We'd take pictures of it.
Up on the Instagram.
yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
ね、でも本当どこ行ってんのかって考えちゃうね。Like, where are we going? Really.
Maybe we can rescue like other species or something. Like if we found out that on another world that there were like dinosaurs or something, and then we found out that an asteroid was about to kill all of these animals on this planet, and let's say it costs, you know, $10 billion to save them, we would do that, right?
I guess. でもさ、$10 billion is actually nothing to do that kind of a project. So, but like, すごいディベートになりそうだよね。なんか、can we interfere?
Yeah, like, should you let this entire planet of animals get hit with an asteroid? Maybe if you stop the asteroid, then you'll prevent some natural thing, but do we want to save the animals
like,
there?
I believe everything has a reason, right? So all those natural things, a nature thing, we cannot do anything about it, right?
But there's a lot of natural stuff we do things about, right?
And like actually,
that's why we're changing this world, right? I mean, like this planet, and we're doing things bad and bad.
Or in this scenario, it's actually like us noticing this asteroid and us being aware of the situation is actually part of nature, right?
Yeah.
So... You know, actually doing something about it and saving this entire species is natural in a way.
Yeah.
Right?
If we're
so,
good.
Yeah. So I would hope that we would send Bruce Willis and...
We would save them, the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Or whatever they are.
Yeah. Would be fun.
it's not a... It's like, it could easily be a real question, right? It could be a real question.
Yeah.
You know, when humans, whatever we're doing, if we get a lot more advanced, we'll have the question of whether we should help other species or planets thrive or what we should do. Because we'll have the knowledge, and then we have to make a decision. Do we just ignore it?
But I think first we have to do something about this planet.
それはそう。
Not outside.
yeah. Yeah.
人のこと心配してる場合じゃない。
そうそうそう。
yeah.
That's like you know, like not seeing your own problem, right?
But it is like the same. It's like the same question, right? If we would save those creatures, and of course we would try to save the creatures on our own planet, right? Hopefully.
Or like we don't want to see this real problem because it's too much. We just do something outside
and feel better about ourselves,
That's entirely possible as well.
yeah,
I've seen a lot in the volunteer, you know, charity. accepting me like that, right? Like, look at me, you know, like I'm doing this.
Mm.
But,
yeah,
you know, they're not really helping or doing anything.
Mm. Yeah, that is a pervasive issue in sort of the charity, nonprofit area. Mm. So, you know, people's motives kind of get a little bit weird, right?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of charity organizations, they just want to have their name somewhere. Mm.
Mm.
So they make a lot of weird deals to just try to, you know, get their name put on something. Yeah. And you know, I've been a part of meetings where I saw this happening. I'm like, this is totally meaningless. Like, you're just...
Yeah, I used to help companies come up with CSR projects, and it's really just so that they can say that they are doing something something, and it doesn't really matter what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, or it doesn't matter if what they did mattered.
Yeah, no.
No, it doesn't. No.
They just want to send out a press release about it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say all the companies are like that, but a lot of, especially big companies.
A lot of nonprofits are, like that. Are really bad like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they tend to be much worse at managing their resources.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gets even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never.
Like, I don't think nonprofits are going to save the world. I don't think they're a bad thing, obviously. And some of them, I'm sure, are very good.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of have this feeling that, oh, yeah, there's all these, like, really effective activists that are going out and solving all these things. That's not really what's happening. They're mostly incompetent. And most of the money is not being used correctly.
Yeah.
Well, usually they don't have that much money.
Because they use it on others. On other stuff.
No, they just for don't themselves
have,
too.
They just don't really have the income either. So
yeah,
it's pretty tough.
I mean, yeah, it's not
a
business.
Yeah, but business does better when it comes to solving problems and innovations and stuff. So
we need more effective businesses with good intentions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the businesses that have good intentions need to grow as fast as possible to make all the businesses that don't have good intentions go out of business.
Mm.
Right.
In the ideal world,
and that's how I guess that's how we make progress. I hope.
So, yeah.
Hope. Yeah. Yeah.
The business side is always tricky, right? I know
it is.
It's like you don't want to deal with it because it's not what you're really trying to do.
Yeah.
It's the business stuff.
Sure.
But
I have to in a way, right?
In civilization, you have to. Yeah. You have to pay taxes. You have to file all this stuff.
But, you know, like when I talk about my work, and when it comes to money, the people, they change their eyes, you know, like suddenly from one to another. I'm like, okay, I don't want. I just pay myself. And that's it. You know, it's really scary for me.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like, people don't want to pay you?
No.
Of course not.
Obviously. No.
People don't want to pay for anything.
No, nothing. I mean, like those productions, they're like, you know, they always start with, oh, we don't have budget. But I'm like, yeah, but you guys are getting salary anyway. I'm the one that who has to cut down, right? It's like...
That's that whole human thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, you know, like when I talk about my project and stuff like that, and then people, they're like, oh, yes, it sounds good. But, you know, like always, you know, like when you... approach to the company, you have to think that what they can get from you and you know, what they can earn. I don't know because I'm not doing for money, right? I mean, like, yes, I need money to do what I do, but I'm not doing this to make more. I don't know, you know,
right.
So, my intention is not to get more money, right? Mm. So, the point is totally different,
right.
And they force me to do the way that, you know, can increase more money or something. It's like
they don't have any of your vision. They don't understand.
No, not at all.
The amazing thing about it. And this is why it's so important for it to be, for the entrepreneurial environment has to be made so much better, especially in Japan. It is an absolute mind-blowing catastrophe how difficult it is to start even the smallest business in Japan. And it's like it's mind-blowing. Mm. The amount of times you got to go to all these different offices and file different things and honkles and this and stamp this and copy this over and do the same thing you did before and something doesn't work. And it's the to try to be an entrepreneur is way more difficult than it needs to be. Mm. Way more difficult. And I think that's actually the primary barrier to entry for all these smart, creative people to start doing their own things. Mm. We see a lot more of this this entrepreneurial industry overseas, where people are able to fund themselves through different, you know, more direct and private methods. But there's a level of just government regulation, compliance bullshit that is just staggering. I don't think I'm a super genius. It's really confirmed when I try to deal with some of this government compliance, tax, all this stuff. I mean, it just really drains your mind. Yeah. And you probably have people that help you deal with this stuff. Mm. It's a total waste of energy. Mm. They totally need to revamp how all this stuff works. You can't be going to the Zemu show and Kuyak show and this show and that show and just all the time. Mm. Like, I just to do barely anything, I'm going all the time. It's ridiculous. It's so frustrating.
Right.
But if people were able to more easily become independent creators, create their own things and not have to have so many middlemen things and so many weird compliance regulatory things, then we could all be more free. This is human freedom that is potentially available here, and human freedom to do what people actually want to do themselves and have more control over what they're doing and not spend your life, you know, trying to fulfill some empty dream of some faceless evil corporation or whatever you're doing. You know, it's inhuman to do that, to sell your dreams to some company so you can push pencils all the time or something. But as it is right now, even if you try to be an entrepreneur, you're forced into pushing pencils, you know, so much. I don't think it's as bad in other countries. I think Japan is exceptionally bad for entrepreneurship.
Japan is so 独特.
It's like fax machines and like you ask a question and some guy dusts off some book from the back. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so much regulations, that's
You have to create your own forms to pay taxes here and cut them out with scissors, and they have to be the right size, and if the printer changes it at all, you're it's ridiculous. It's so crazy.
Yeah,
it's weird. Like, doktoku can be good and bad.
Yeah,
and I'm sure there are like a lot of good parts to it too, but if you work with other companies in different countries, you will find yourself telling them so many times, like, oh, Japan is different. It wouldn't work here. You know, like, what worked in Singapore wouldn't work here. What worked in London wouldn't work here. You know, that kind of stuff. Like, all the time. Like, すごい違うよね.
There's a huge focus here on, you know, working for Mitsubishi or Toshiba or whatever, some big company. And that's the respectable thing to do, especially from the perspective of your grandparents or something. But there's no human freedom in that. And I think that bias towards, you know, the company name and risk aversion. People don't like risk. If you try to do something yourself, it's much riskier. But it needs to be opened up. I don't know how this sort of thing changes, but it needs to be changed so that people can be more individualistic. Because right now, people are just diving onto train tracks every day.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a drag.
Yeah.
And it's not great for the economy either.
No.
You know, I think, you know, all the biggest companies in the world outside of Japan are new companies.
Right.
All the biggest companies in Japan are old companies.
That's true.
Pay attention. It doesn't make it. It's not going to work.
No. It's not working already, right?
No. Mm-hmm. So there needs to be, you know, everything's coming out of like Silicon Valley and these, and, you know, smaller versions of Silicon Valley, and Japan needs to, you know, start having a startup, a real effort at a startup scene. Yeah. Otherwise, this island will sink.
Yeah.
You can't go, you know, Mitsubishi forever.
No. Or, no. Old way.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's so true.
And it's the roles have reversed because this Japan was the center of innovation and new thinking and you know, high tech and futuristic. Mm. And now we see it's kind of an old,
yeah,
like
weird way
shell of this aspiration that's not really there. It's more holding on now, right? Mm. It's more of a holding on to.
That's why all the new guys, good ones, are out from Japan,
they leave.
Right?
They don't want to deal with these offices and all this paperwork.
I think that's why it's good to have you here because, as I always say to the guests, like there are young people listening to the show, like middle schoolers and high schoolers and whatever. And, you know, for them to know that there are many kinds of jobs, not just the office job, you know. And
it's okay to be different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and it only feels like a job sometimes, briefly, right? You know, most of the time, you don't really feel like you're at work. You know,
no. More, I feel this is my mission. You know, like I have to do it.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My enjoying part would finish like I don't know, 20, 30 years ago. No, not that much. 20 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, like, yeah, I did because I have to, right? Yeah.
That's important to have too. You know, the sense of a mission or a purpose.
Because otherwise, now I would be in one island in Pacific or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retired.
Yes, I am. I am
whales.
Totally. Yeah, last year I was like, why do I have to, you know, like struggle, right? I just go. But no, I have to.
Mm.
Yeah. Because like kids, like the new generations, they're our future, right? So... And the school, they don't teach the real stuff.
Mm.
So we have to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for not abandoning the human race. Still come back and visit.
Yeah.
No, thank you for having
me. Yeah, it's so happy to see you again after 2 years and a half. That's a long time.
Nah, it feels a long time ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was at Michael's place, right? Obviously.
Yeah. Yes, so. It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you got baby and
I know.
Yeah. Sugoi ne.
Yeah. One more population. I upped the population in the last 2 years and a half. Yeah. But hopefully I'll see you again.
Yes.
Sooner than that.
Yeah. And next time I hope I have some news, right?
Is there anything you wanna
advertise?
No, there was some documentary or something with you and
I did, but not yet. I mean, there's one would come out, I hope soon.
Oh,
that's not documentary, but that's like part of thing. But I can't say that yet.
Okay.
But that will be all 2019. So yeah.
Okay, 今年中に出る.
For 1 year. 1年間 出てるから.
Oh, okay.
そうそうそう.
That's a documentary? What is
that's
it
That's not
exactly?
really documentary. It's a music video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
ね.
じゃあそれみんな楽しみにして. And you have Instagram, yeah?
Yes, I have Instagram, yes.
Okay.
And fix that button.
The video button.
The video button.
Yeah, I think I get the new camera.
Yes, please.
It's the time.
Yes, please. Yes, so yes, everyone can see.
Your pictures are amazing.
Thank
the focus,
you.
the composition, the sharpness. You can see so much detail.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not, no, there's a lot of pictures of sea turtles and stuff, but your pictures, like you can really see, you know, the details.
Thank you. And but, you know, I don't really, I'm shit. At setting and you know like I don't know, but I can't miss the moment, so I'm like more capturing the moment, right? Not like technically getting the moment. So yeah.
Well, being in the right place, the right time is like
right time.
Almost all of it, right?
Yes.
そうだよね。本当そうだよね。
Especially in the ocean.
Yeah.
So 本当に。Yeah.
あのワニの写真もあるインスタに、
うん、あるはず、okay. Yeah, because I made it as a New Year's card.
あれ本当みんなに見てほしい、ね、びっくりする。
And that's real.
いやね、本当フォトショップとかかと思うけど、ね、本物なんだよね。
そうそうそう、
yeah, a lot of them look like Photoshop.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, it's insane.
でも本当本当
すごいね。それみんな見に行って、じゃあ、
うん、お願いします。
お願いします。
お願いします、
は
い。
またじゃあ次は2年半経たない
前に会いたい。ね、ぜひぜひお願いします。頑張ります、
yeah. お願いします。 All right.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
ありがとう。
Thank you so much.